Well, if you read USA Today this morning, you may have seen the list, the 50 worst cities in America. In the highly non-coveted number one spot was a place called Mendota, California. It's a town of about 11,000 outside Fresno in the Central Valley. It used to be the cantaloupe capital of the world. But now, sadly, in Mendota, pretty much all the numbers are depressing. The unemployment rate there is maybe the highest in the country. Half the city lives below the poverty line. The per capita income in Mendota is about $9,000 a year. Crime, not surprisingly, is completely out of control. The former city manager of Mendota says the city is ground zero for MS-13 on the West Coast. Last August, the feds made more than two dozen arrests of MS-13 members. This was primarily in response to 16 recent murders in the area. It's bad. The local police department is so outmatched by MS-13 that, according to local media, gang members have been threatening individual cops by name and with impunity. It's like another country. So what's so striking about this and so sad about it is it's the opposite of what they promised. Here's how. A third of Mendota's population is temporary farm workers. Both Republicans and Democrats in Washington are telling us right now that we need many more of those. And they're pushing for it in secret talks at the White House. But if what they're claiming is true, then why are there so many unemployed people in Mendota? This is a city at the center of America's most productive farmland. If you can't get farm work in the Central Valley of California, there is a huge problem. We clearly have a major oversupply of low-skilled labor. We do. But we're planning to import much more anyway because Democrats and the Chamber of Commerce want it? Okay. We know what the net result's going to be. More sad, poor cities like Mendota. It's lunacy. It's horrible for the people who live there and for everyone else. Someone who cares about the country should say that because it's true.